It's your man Nick Cannon. You know how it is. It's so incredible when we rocking with We Act Radio. Let's get it.
We Act Radio. Behind the Mind.
Greetings, everyone. You tune into Behind the Mind radio show on We Act Radio. We're powered by Ethical Electric. We have the opportunity today to be at the National Maker Faire in its second year. We're really excited to be here. And, you know, by chance, we found out that Radio Shack is back. So we have here with us Michael Tattleman. He is the CMO of Radio Shack. And we also have, we'd probably be surprised, Nick Cannon here, who is the Chief Creative Officer now of CCO of Radio Shack. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about the hashtag Radio Shack is back. Because if you go into your neighborhood, you see Radio Shack. So you would think, why is it back?
Well, over the last few years, you know, Radio Shack has gone into some financial troubles. A year ago, right around now, about a year and 3 months ago, the company filed for bankruptcy. And our company, General Wireless, acquired the brand and reopened 1,700 company-owned stores.
Wow.
And 500 dealer locations. So, in truth, we are now back.
Okay.
And thriving as a new company and a startup. And trying to go back and regain the heritage of the Radio Shack company, plus some new twists.
So when you look at the business model of Radio Shack, this whole thing of maker, is that part of the new business model for Radio Shack?
Well, it's a real mix between the new and the old. I mean, Radio Shack's 95-year heritage has been in maker. I mean,
okay.
We've been the tinker company for a very, very long time, and also the inventor of so many different kinds of consumer electronics, from radio, shortwave radios, turntables, the TRS-80 from the computer days. In fact, we just had a guy who's a sportscaster told me that his TRS-80 was still his favorite computer.
Wow.
To ever knock out a story on.
Right.
And he's actually got one now up and running.
Awesome.
That he's been doing. And in fact, we just had our first Twitter post come off a TRS-80
nice.
2 weeks ago, which was so kind of rejuvenated. But also now in the new world,
okay.
You know, where electronics and you know, kids are starting at such a young age creating.
Right.
We want to unite this very, very fragmented community and make Radio Shack one of the centerpieces. I mean, we're in everybody's neighborhood. We are the neighborhood consumer electronics convenience
right.
store. And, you know, we want to bring that to the neighborhood. We want to bring it to schools. We want to make sure particularly kids are exposed to this wonderful opportunity, you know, for creativity and, you know, ultimately for job creation in the future.
So part of the initiative is you're looking at STEAM or STEM. And how you can be a part of that. So are you working with the schools or going into the schools with part of this maker kit that you actually have at Radio Shack?
So part of the journey, right, was first to really get the stores back in shape, bring more inventory in, bring new products in, work with Nick, actually, and bringing in a new line of incredible products. And now we're first starting to go back into outreach to schools. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have educators and students coming into our stores all the time with shopping lists for projects,
absolutely.
Right? On our website, you know, the numbers of parts and pieces of diodes and transistors and project holders and battery holders that we sell on a daily basis is immense. And, you know, so we are participating in education. But now we're just about to go back out and do it as a very important program in the stores.
Yeah, and as personal philanthropic efforts for myself, I'm an advocate for education in the youth. And, you know, from everything from here on the Hill all the way to, you know, in my own communities, it's all about infusing that STEM and STEAM idealism just to get our community excited about learning again and,
right.
and reconditioning those mindsets. So that's kind of our mission, because we are the neighborhood electronics
right.
store. We're in the community. I mean, we're the ones that speak directly to the community, and we've done a lot of really cool things with, you know, from the Harlem School of Arts to, you know, every community that we go into. And Radio Shack was a sponsor of the American Teen Mogul Summit that we
okay.
put together in a high school in my hometown of San Diego, but then we're doing those summits all over the country as well through my foundation. So education is a big thing for me, and I love that Radio Shack shares that passion.
So, you know, collaboration is important in business. So what was the reason for the collaboration between the two of you?
I have an affinity for the brand.
Okay.
Excuse me. I don't know if you had the opportunity to hear
your talk.
My talk. But it was, I said when I was 8 years old, I I was blessed with a lot of music equipment from my grandfather that I had no idea how to use. And a lot of it were the realistic keyboards from Radio Shack and the speakers. And luckily down the street there was a Radio Shack and there was a gentleman in the store that that taught me how to use everything. And from then I always just loved the brand so much. And, you know, when I got, you know, in a place in my career and my life to where I felt like not only was I able to give back, but I wanted to stretch myself creatively in the place of consumer products, Radio Shack was always my goal and destination.
Okay.
So how about that? I mean, you can't get, you know, more authenticity.
Right, absolutely.
Well, but, you know, it's not always true. You'll see a lot of, you know, celebrity brand ambassadors, if you will, that's, you know, mostly an advertising stunt or a PR stunt.
Yeah, and not truly connected.
Yeah, and it's that level of authenticity and participation. It's not just authenticity, but deep participation in ideation of products, ideation of markets, a deep understanding through, you know, what Nick does, with especially with kids in this country, around the world, you know, gives us an opportunity, and we too are very blessed to have, you know, Nick participate at those levels. So it's not just the outreach at the end of the process, it's the beginning of the process where the ideation, the ideas, you know, the iteration of those ideas, you know, through multiple steps until it meets our chief creative officer's satisfaction, and then we can bring it to market. So it's really great to have that level of authenticity, and I would say skill as well.
Right, absolutely. So tell people, what would a chief creative officer do?
Or what we're currently doing. We're, you know, I say I'm putting the radio back in Radio Shack.
Okay, all right, okay.
We're making it loud. We're getting out there, and we're you know, shouting out to the community, not only that we're here, but we're here for you.
Okay.
And I think it has to be about bringing back that fun energy.
Right.
That fun energy that I originally fell in love with, but even that this new millennial generation and post-millennial generation are all about. So infusing music into the store, infusing more STEM into the store, technology, making it active when you walk in there. It doesn't feel like, of course, yeah, we got batteries and cables all day long, but you want to go in there and understand that, you know, this is a place for the DIY community and for the makers, and say it as loud as we possibly can. Like, if you're creative, Radio Shack is your home.
Okay. All right, cool. So you want people to walk into the stores now, and what should they be looking for with Radio Shack now? So they, you know, in their spaces that
something
they have.
Incredible.
Okay.
Incredible.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, look, they should be looking to fulfill their imagination. You know, this is a place where you can go in and start thinking about, you know, creativity and what you want to create, and find the tools and the parts. And, you know, we're bringing products in that at every age group. You know, everything from kits that teach you the basics of electronics, but also that do things, you know, that you know, I'm personally also pretty much enamored in the whole idea of STEAM and the art piece.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You know, musicians and artists are natural born tinkers. They have to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to put stuff together, right? You're putting together projects. You're putting together the equipment to make the projects. So, you know, and that, my personal story, I mean, I've been a musician for, you know, about 50 years. I too was kind of ADD. They pulled me out of class in fourth grade and stuck a saxophone in my hand and said, play this instead of pulling the girls' ponytails. And, you know, so, you know, I really have that personal affinity as well. And, you know, what you'll find is, we just did a survey to our stores, and we found, you know, out of our employees, we have thousands of people in our stores today that consider themselves makers.
Wow.
Right? And we just did the survey. We just last week, in preparation for more participation in these fairs. We're holding Learn to Solder classes, for example, on Sunday mornings in a number of stores. We're going to be expanding that and other projects. So we really had to understand, you know, who are our people? Mm-hmm. And we knew, you know, intuitively we knew, but now we really know.
Right.
And, you know, the way they class, and then specific questions. Well, so do you know how to solder? Yeah, 1,000 people know how to solder.
Right.
So, you know, the whole idea of coming into Radio Shack is to be able to get people that know, right? We've got that old saying, if you've got questions, we've got answers.
Yeah, okay.
And again, that authenticity has to be there. You can't just say those things. You've got to actually be able to walk that and talk that at the same time.
So it becomes an interactive experience when you walk into Radio Shack.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's a small store format, so the store manager, the associate, can see the whole store. Hopefully they'll greet you and say, welcome to Radio Shack when you walk in, you know, and you'll have that experience, you know, and it's everything. If you come in and say, look, I need a new router, I mean, we ought to be able to know how to tell you, you know, how many devices are you hooking up, how big is your house, you know, and therefore, and we curate the assortment that way, too.
Okay.
I mean, we try and do a lot of the work before you have to come in. So using router as an experience. And, you know, you'll walk into a large format consumer electronics store sometimes and you'll see 50 of them.
Correct.
And it's like, what do I do?
Right.
Right. We carry like four.
Okay. Okay.
Because
okay.
we've picked them out and we kind of know how it works.
Right.
It's kind of small, medium, large, you know, 99,
right.
199, 299. And it really is. How many devices do you have and what size is your house? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we picked the Linksys brand because they make great products.
Yes,
and
okay.
we did that work.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to make sure that when you come in, you get the expertise. We've done a lot of work on the curation of the products.
Okay.
We have the creativity. And then the environment becomes fun to do.
Well, I'm excited. This is a great collaboration that's going on. You sound like it. So it really feels like Radio Shack is being led by two makers, two artists.
Yes.
And, you know, we should be excited about what we experience in Radio Shack. So thank you so much, Michael and Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. You're tuned in to Behind the Mind Radio Show. We'll be back.